Today's Garden Tip Tuesday is about teas. If you didn't check out this week's Motivation Monday, go back and check that story out. It's about this awesome tea company called Just Add Honey Tea, who of course offers a variety of teas that are vegan as well. However, this week's Garden Tip Tuesday is about fully utilizing your herbs through teas. You're going to come to a time when your herbs are going to have to be cut and used. If not, they're going to block out the sunlight from the rest of your plant, leading to the plant not living its best life. So how do we use herbs in teas? Well, it's really not as hard as you might think. All you need is dry herbs, a strainer, and a cup. I see a lot of strainers at many places that sell home goods, aka your Targets, your Walmarts, and home goods. The different types you might find are press strainers, which is basically like a knob you like press down to strain those loose leaves. You have the capsule strainers, and then you have the funky like cloth tea filters, which are a little bit weird. Seems like a lot of work, but they have those as well. The two types of teas you can make are either a tea infusion, which is a loose leaf type tea, might be like flowers, herbs, those light materials, those are more tea infusions, while tea concoctions are, you know, dried up and crushed seeds, berries, roots, those are your more hard materials. Basically, once you get all of your materials together and find out what type of tea you want, it only takes about 3 to 5 minutes before you're ready to serve. You basically, you know, boil up some hot water and then allow, you know, the herbs or different tea elements to sit in that hot water, and then you can serve after 3 to 5 minutes, and then you're ready to go. Pretty easy. Teas are a great way to get the benefits of herbs you would not usually get in food. It helps with common issues that can be helped with teas. Anxiety, tiredness, sore throats, etc., etc. Teas are great.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.